No, I'm excited about the move to the SEC. I think it'll be huge for the program. Obviously, all of this is happening because of money. So, you know, there's not much you can say. I hope we compete. I hope we do well. And honestly, to be honest, I think the SEC is going to help us compete more. I think we're going to rise to the occasion, kind of like A&M did that first year, and hopefully, you know, take off from there.
Alex, what did you think about putting on the pads today? Is that fun for a defense when you can go out there and do something?
Yeah, that first day is always fun. Whenever we're out here in jerseys and whatnot, that's not football. And, I mean, some guys can't show unless they're physical. Like, physicality is part of the game. Physicality allows you to play, and you can't do that with nothing but pads on.
You've got a bunch of new offensive line teammates. Mm-hmm. So you're out there going one-on-one with a lot of them. But what are your impressions so far of some of the revamped front five that you guys have practiced against?
Right. A lot of new faces up front, and obviously I wasn't here during OTA, so it was surprising to see all the new faces. But from what I've seen so far, we have a good unit. They all seem like they're coming together. They all seem like they're, you know, on the same page. And more than anything, we got some size up front, too, so that's exciting as well.
You signed towards the end of the offseason. What was that process like? Were you waiting on the Chiefs? Did you have some other offers you were considering? Can you kind of tell us about that process?
To be honest, I had a lot going on in my personal life the past couple of years. So for me, this offseason was just, you know, relaxing, getting my mind right more than anything, and just letting everything else play out. Once it was time for me to come back, you know, I was excited about the opportunity. I got myself in shape, and here I am.
What's the process of getting your mind right? You just mean just clearing it, just taking a break from football?
Yeah, football, you know, is stressful. It's a whole lot of fun, but it's stressful just like any other career. And I'm going into my ninth year, so that's a whole lot of stress. But, you know, I sat back, cleared my mind, kicked it with family, and just found a sense of peace over this offseason.
Alex, did you be back with the Chiefs, or was there consideration to maybe go elsewhere?
I mean, when you're in the open market, anything's possible. That's, you know, whether you're with a team or whether you're going to a team. So I'd be lying if I said I knew exactly what I was going to do. But one thing I did know is I knew this was number one on the list for me, and we made it work. As a rookie, man, he's very impressive. Obviously, he's big, strong, physical, but more than everything, you don't see him mess up too often. He's patient, and you don't see that too often as a tackle. I think offensive lineman, especially tackle, has one of the hardest learning curves as a rookie, and you just don't see that from him, at least not yet.
Defense this year. You look at Chris Jones maybe coming off the end, you see some speed in the linebacker position, and there's some new faces in the secondary. So overall, what do you think about this defensive package?
I think we're going to give teams a whole bunch of looks. And the fact that we have guys playing multiple roles, not even up front, but across the board in the LBs and the DBs, I think it's going to be beneficial for us this year. If you can make the if you can keep the offense off their toes and not allow them to know what's coming, it gives us the advantage, and I think we have that going for us.
You mentioned a sense of peace this offseason. I know you got engaged, I think it was in June.
Yep.
How much has your longtime girlfriend played a role in you having the ability to find that balance?
Right. No, she's everything. Everybody always told me you got to find, you know, that one person that matches you and you'll take off. And, you know, I'm blessed, I'm fortunate enough to find that person. And I've just felt myself grow so much. And I got to thank her for that.
Some of your other teammates have talked about the same thing, that the last couple of years have been long seasons. You've had a lot of work. And I know you've had new town, injuries, things to deal with. Mm-hmm. Was there anything special you did during this offseason as far as just trying to find a way to decompress and to get away from things?
I traveled a lot. You know, that doesn't sound like much. You know, I have money. Everybody's like, oh, traveling is nothing. But in this profession, obviously, you can't travel during the season. You have OTAs. Really, we got a 2 to 3 month window to travel. And for me, I had a 4 to 5 month window to do that. And, you know, I appreciated every bit of that. I was in Dubai, the Maldives. You know, I had some good times this offseason.